This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, 67 degrees. Nice day on the way. Mostly sunshine, high today on the low 80s. Tonight, clear skies with lows in the low 60s. And tomorrow will be nice as well, mostly sunny with a high of 85. The Rawlings panel on the role of athletics on campus life advocated on Tuesday for a more balanced approach and encouraged UNC to take a leadership position nationwide, championing responsible spending and greater transparency on all athletics expenses. The panel, chaired by Hunter Rawlings, president of the Association of American Universities, was asked by previous Chancellor Holden Thorpe to make recommendations for UNC, Chapel Hill, as well as other universities nationwide on how to combat the growing issue in higher education.
And we thought that we should come up with a series of serious and substantial recommendations to help the university in its quest for conducting a program that it feels very good about, and that has certainly been a long tradition at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Jim Delaney, longtime commissioner to the Big Ten Conference and Carolina alum, says a clear chain of command and leadership is necessary to deal with the relationship between academics and athletics at universities.
There must be bright lines to delineate the assignment of responsibility and authority so that, as a result, institutional control can be established and maintained.
Executive Director of the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics, Amy Perko, says UNC must strive for greater transparency and practice more responsible spending in order to achieve a healthy balance between the sport and academic realms on campus.
These recommendations call for greater transparency of athletic spending by publishing the institution's NCAA financial reports and other relevant financial data. More broadly, we recommend the institution renew its commitment to maintaining responsible spending for athletics when compared with spending on the academic enterprise.
A mandatory education program for coaches in the ACC was offered up by the panel as well. Perko says she thinks a more formal approach will help the coaches get on board with the educational missions at their respective universities.
As we all know, coaches are under great pressure to win and are increasingly viewed as being separated from the educational mission of their universities, a perspective that often heightens campus tensions over the role of athletics in the life of the university. We believe coaches will welcome the suggested formal investment into their professional development as educators.
Ultimately, Rawlings says he feels that UNC and other schools must act now to save the integrity of higher education. He says we have reached the tipping point.
Because, in fact, I think our panel believes we're reaching a tipping point in intercollegiate athletics. And the tipping point comes now because there's so much revenue pouring into intercollegiate athletics. And the budgets for universities' academic programs have been so tight in the past few years that it's out of balance.
You can read this story and listen to the entire Rawlings panel report on our website, chapelboro.com. North Carolina leading basketball scorer P.J. Hairston has pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of speeding and an unsafe movement violation after being cited for reckless driving back in July. Rowan County District Judge Kevin Ettinger accepted the plea on Tuesday for driving 75 miles per hour in a 65-mile-per-hour zone from attorney T. Gregory Jones. Hairston, who did not attend the hearing, was required to pay a $40 fine and court cost. Hairston was cited for driving 93 miles per hour on Interstate 85 on July 28th. The school indefinitely suspended the basketball player hours later. It was the third off-court misstep this offseason for the junior. It was twice cited in a month while driving a rental vehicle linked to a felon. He was driving a car registered to a friend when cited in July. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carborough school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. 1982, my wife and I got married and we embarked on a career that neither one of us had ever thought we would do, and that was open up a restaurant in Chapel Hill on Rosemary Street. Like everything, we worked really hard. It started with nothing. Unfortunately, it wore us out, but it also taught us that there is nothing to learn business better than the restaurant business when you're totally in it. You really learn how hard it is, and everything else is easy in comparison. I go around the country helping people in the insurance industry build their businesses, and this is the first thing I say. First of all, you have to love what you do. To me, that's the pinnacle, is that you love what you do, or you have a reason why you want to build this business. What I try to teach people is to continue to get back to the basics, whatever it is that created you and created your business. Continually build off of those things. The reality is that it's real important what we do. It's a profession, it's not a job. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard, or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, Local Service Daily Insights.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 6:13, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. The waters have receded following the summer's massive flooding on June 30th. But some residents of Carboro have said the problem will persist unless the town makes some major changes to its infrastructure. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Type of rain event we're getting is really changing. It's more intense, it's more often, but I think we need to have a very serious conversation in the near future about our infrastructure.
That's Carboro Alderman member Jacqueline Gist speaking at Tuesday's board meeting about the flooding problems that continue to impact neighbors along Old Pittsboro Road. Over on South Greensboro Street, Carboro officials condemned about 24 homes at the Rocky Brook Mobile Home Park as a result of the June 30th rainstorm that dumped more than 5 inches in just a few hours.
I don't think that our infrastructure can handle this change. It was built towards a different type of rain event.
Several residents who live along Old Pittsboro Road, like Kelly Dimmick, asked the board to investigate ways to help mediate the problem.
We're talking about a massive amount of water. Like, it would be physically impossible to leave our driveway, certainly by foot, but even by car when this happens. And I just wanted to make sure that that was clear, that it happens frequently and that it's extreme. It's not just the water in the ditch.
Neighbor Logan Kendall said the ditch Dimmick referenced runs along Old Pittsboro Road. He said he fears the ditch not only causes flooding problems, but also carries contaminants as a result of the runoff.
This ditch ultimately deposits into a Morgan Creek tributary. The topography of the land is such that, I mean, it's a stream valley that unloads all the stormwater from Carver, just about, at least from the central business district, kind of south. Ultimately, then goes through a huge culvert into the Rocky Brook Tributary.
Town staff explained that the maintenance for a majority of the ditch falls upon the town because it is in the public right-of-way. However, some of the ditch runs along private property. Carboro Mayor Mark Chilton explained that if the town tried diverting water from one area, it would lead to flooding in another area.
Even if we had a brilliant plan for moving it faster off of the Old Pittsboro Road, what you're talking about is getting it down to Rocky Brook Trailer Park even faster and even more dramatically.
Chilton ultimately turned to town staff, asking them to investigate the current infrastructure and also asked them to consult OWASA and then return with a full report for the September 17th board meeting. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's less than a week to go before the Central West Steering Committee is scheduled to present its first draft to the community, but the group is struggling. That story coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. An international confectionery company says it will locate a new facility here in Orange County, creating 90 new jobs and investing $48 million over the next 3 years. Morinaga and Company was founded in 1899 in Tokyo. It produces a wide array of confectionaries, including milk, caramel, chocolates, cookies, foodstuffs, and frozen desserts. Its North Carolina activities will primarily consist of blending syrup, sugar, flavorings, and other ingredients to produce soft candy. Salaries will vary by job function, but total payroll is estimated to be more than $3.4 million plus benefits. The project was made possible in part by a performance-based grant from the One North Carolina Fund of up to $264,000. WCHL News Time is 6:17. More news coming up at the bottom of the hour. Time now for traffic and weather together, and traffic brought to you by Carolina Football. You can win tickets for the home opener this Saturday against Middle Tennessee by going to WCHL's Facebook page and getting registered to win. Don't forget to experience the new Tarnuel Town at Bell Tower Park right before the game. Well, traffic moving along very smoothly this morning. Not a lot of traffic out there, but please be careful. It is another school day, of course. Allow yourself a little extra time to get by those school zones, etc. But Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic problems a little bit later on in the morning. If you spot anything that we're not reporting, or certainly if you experience any delays later on, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. Let us know. We'll pass along the word. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, presented by Grimble Jewelers. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill, right next door to Whole Foods. In fact, go see Berkeley Grimble today. 67 degrees, a lot of sunshine today. High today in the low 80s. Nice day, not nearly as warm as it has been in the last several days. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. 6:18 at WCHL, and time now for David Letterman with the top 10 list.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
You know when you wake up on the weekend, the kids are still somehow sleeping. You're just not ready to get up, but the sun is glaring in through the windows? Well, BlindsGalore.com can fix you up. They ask their customers what they can do better. Jim from Georgia says,
I don't know, perhaps serve it with lobster and filet mignon? You make it so easy to order, and a coupon on top of an already great deal? What can I say but thank you, Blinds Galore?
The folks over at BlindsGalore.com really have it together. So, go to BlindsGalore.com and go galore. Blinds Galore.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started.
Start school tech ready at Office Max. Save on the new HP 11.6-inch TouchSmart laptop on sale for just $329.99. This remarkable price includes LoJack for laptops anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at officemax.com. Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends September 7th. Restrictions apply.
Big story over the holidays. 64-year-old Diana Nyad became the first person to swim from Cuba to Florida without a shark cage.
Phenomenal, yeah.
Yeah. It's a 110-mile swim. It took her 53 hours, ladies and gentlemen. So here we have top 10 thoughts going through Diana Nyad's mind while swimming from Cuba to Florida.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I
got to
hear this.
Here we go, number 10. Look at all you idiots on boats. Number 9, plankton. Number 8. Screw Florida, I'm swimming to San Francisco. Number 7. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Number 6. Now I know how Columbus felt when he swam from Europe to America. Whoops, dropped my keys. Number 4. Did I wait 30 minutes before or after eating? I think that's supposed to be after.
Sure. I know. It's hilarious.
Yeah, go swim to the United States before you eat. Number 3, I have to remember to check myself for barnacles. Number 2, someone look out for Florida so I don't hit my head. And the number 1 thought going through Diana and I had the mind while swimming from Cuba to Florida. Still better than a carnival cruise.
Oh, my goodness. David Letterman, top 10 list on WCHL.
Don't forget to join David tonight. His scheduled guests will be Tim Robbins, Herm Edwards, and Passion Pit. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Ron Stutz. UNC head football coach Larry Fedora says he feels his football team is not that far away. He says the Terriers just need to execute and clean up their careless mistakes and turn potential wins to losses against top teams like South Carolina. Coach Fedora says he remains positive about Carolina's outlook for the 2013 season. He says if the little mistakes that lead to big plays for their opponents are cleaned up, UNC will be ready to roll.
I don't think that we're that far away. We have to play much better than we did, and that was a disappointing thing, was in our execution in all three phases. But there were some really bright spots in the film. There were some good things that happened. Some young kids got to play, but I would just think, you know, we're going to have to play much better.
Yet again, junior defender Norkeithus Otis earned high praise. Coach Fedora says he definitely stood out as a dynamic player under the lights in Columbia last Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Norkeithus was all over the field. You know, I mean, really was very productive. I believe he had one missed assignment where he didn't take the quarterback one time, and it led to about a 20-yard run by the quarterback, and that was his biggest mishap of the game. But other than that, he was all over the field.
When asked about the morale of the team following the opening loss, Coach Fedora brushed the question aside, saying his team is excited about its first opportunity of playing in front of the home crowd this Saturday.
I wouldn't think we have anything to be flat about. We have another opponent coming up. We have an opportunity to get a bad taste out of our mouth and that knot out of our stomach, and we're playing in the tar pit. And I mean, that's really all it should take.
Coach Fedora spent a few seasons as offensive coordinator at Middle Tennessee, the next opponent for UNC. He says it was there that he developed his trademark up-tempo offensive philosophy.
Well, I was just coming out of the Air Force Academy, actually, and it was either going to be we were going to run the option and do what we were doing there at the Air Force Academy, or we were going to spread it out and go no huddle and go multi-tempoed at that time. And once I got a good look at the quarterback, it was pretty much that was it. The decision was made.
But nostalgia aside, Coach Fedora says he understands the need for a rebounding victory for his team. He says if the Tar Heels aren't fired up on Saturday, Blue Raiders are more than capable of upsetting Carolina.
First of all, you need to understand this team that's coming in here, they've beaten ACC teams. You know, they did it last year, and they've done it before. So they're not going to come in here thinking they can't win a football game, I can assure you. So we'll have all of our focus on Middle Tennessee. We won't be worried about the bye week or what's coming down the road. It'll be all about Middle Tennessee.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Columns, etc., on Huddle Up with the Heels. Again, chapelboro.com. Clemson has surged to its highest ranking in the Associated Press poll in 25 years after the Tigers won the biggest game in the opening weekend of the college football season. Clemson is number 4 in the first regular season top 25 poll, following its 38-35 win against Georgia. Tigers got one first place vote and have their best showing in the poll since September 12, 1988, when they were number 3 in the country. Alabama remains at number 1, received 58 of 60 first place votes from the media panel after throttling Virginia Tech 35-10 to start the season. Oregon is number 2, Ohio State number 3. They flip-flop spots from the preseason rankings. And we'll have more on that coming up a little bit later on. 6:25 at WCHL. Time now for the Osgood File on WCHL.
Some evidence that President Obama's personal lobbying effort to win congressional support for a military strike in Syria is paying off.
I'm going to support the president's call for action. I believe my colleagues should support this call for action.
More after this from David Harris of AJC.
This week, Jews celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. It ushers in a period of introspection. We examine our own behavior in the past year and resolve to do better in the coming year. The holiday season prompts two thoughts. First, the essence of good behavior is to be found in the teachings of every major religion, including Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. It is, as the Jewish text says, that what is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbor. We Americans know it as the golden rule. What a harmonious world it could be if each of us took these words to heart. And second, the rabbis ask, why are we told that in the beginning there were only two people, Adam and Eve? This way they answer, absolutely no one can claim to have better ancestry than anyone else. In other words, whatever our race, religion, or ethnicity, at the end of the day we're all members of the same human family. May we always remember and act on these thoughts in the year ahead. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Paid for by AJC.
President Obama says America's resolve is being tested and it shouldn't fail. He's in the middle of a full-scale lobbying effort to get Congress to back his call for military action against Syrian President Assad's regime for its alleged use of chemical weapons, something it strongly denies.
I think it is appropriate that we act deliberately, but I also think everybody recognizes the urgency here and that we're going to have to move relatively quickly.
Mr. Obama's had congressional leaders over to the White House to tell them exactly why this is important, and he now has Republican Speaker of the House John Boehner on his side.
This is something that the United States, as a country, needs to do. I appreciate the President reaching out to me and my colleagues in the Congress over the last couple of weeks. I also appreciate the President asking the Congress to support him in this action.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi supports American military action.
From a national security standpoint, we have to send a very clear message to those who have weapons of mass destruction of any variety they should forget about using them.
There's still the question of what President Obama would do if Congress doesn't give him the vote he wants, but he seems to be winning minds, if not hearts, on Capitol Hill.
This is not Iraq. And this is not Afghanistan.
So some kind of military action against the Assad regime is looking more and more likely. What happens after that is anyone's guess. The Osgood File, Sam Litzinger on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Lyda Coleman of Coleman, Hunton & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. Did you know that there are more than 1,000 nonprofits in Orange County, and they need help with accounting and tax services like any other business? We can help with obtaining tax-exempt status, setting up your accounting systems, preparing tax returns, and being there to hold your hand if the IRS comes knocking.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Hunton & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Recharge Pilates & Bar. It's 67% off. $60 for a four-pack of kids' yoga classes, available now for $20. Recharge Pilates & Bar would like to introduce the Triangle's first yoga studio for kids. It's a place where kids are encouraged to use their imagination and their bodies. Go upside down, listen to great music, get really silly, and get strong, all while making new friends and exercising their brains. It's 67% off from Recharge Pilates & Bar. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller 9 to 9 here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's the bottom of the hour, and time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit. 67 degrees this morning, a little cooler than it has been recently. Mostly sunny, high today in the low 80s. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with the lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. And tomorrow night, mostly clear skies with lows in the low 60s. Kind of refreshing weather. As a matter of fact, pretty good weather expected all the way through the weekend. Coming up next on WCHL, an update from CBS. Back with more local news coming up in 1 minute on WCHL. Good morning.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Ariel Castro has committed suicide in an Ohio prison. He pleaded guilty to kidnapping and sexually abusing three women at his Cleveland home. Castro was sentenced to life in prison and hanged himself last night while in protective custody.
He didn't take his own life. Somebody was going to take it. He deserved to die.
Reaction from one man in Cleveland, reporter Greg Saber.
Ariel Castro was locked up in an isolated cell at the Orient, Ohio Correctional Facility, waiting for a decision on what prison he would be sent to serve out his life sentence. A guard was checking on him every 30 minutes. That guard found him hanging in his cell. He was transported to the Ohio State Medical Center, where Ariel Castro was pronounced dead at 10:52 p.m.
How could this happen?
We don't have details on how Castro could have improvised a sheet or something else to hang himself. It's routine that he would have not had a belt that could readily be used to take his life.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
632, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. Good morning. Rawlings panel on the role of athletics on campus life advocated on Tuesday for a more balanced approach and encourage the University of North Carolina to take a leadership position nationwide, championing responsible spending and greater transparency in all athletics expenses. The panel, chaired by Hunter Rawlings, president of the Association of American Universities, was asked by previous UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe to make recommendations for the university, as well as other universities across the country, on how to combat the growing issue in higher education.
And we thought that we should come up with a series of serious and substantial recommendations to help the university in its quest for conducting a program that it feels very good about, and that has certainly been a long tradition at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Jim Delaney, longtime commissioner of the Big Ten Conference and Carolina alum, says a clear chain of command and leadership is necessary to deal with the relationship between academics and athletics at universities.
There must be bright lines to delineate the assignment of responsibility and authority so that, as a result, institutional control can be established and maintained.
You can read this entire story and get all the details. Also, listen to the entire Rawlings panel report on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. It's less than a week to go before the Central West Steering Committee is scheduled to present its first draft to the Chapel Hill community, but the group tasked with imagining the future of the Estes Drive area is struggling to come up with a shared vision. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
Next Tuesday, Chapel Hill residents will have a chance to check in with the Central West Steering Committee to review maps laying out possible land uses and building heights for new development along the Estes Drive corridor. But the 17-member group is at odds over which maps the public should see and what the maps actually represent. Mickey Jo Sorrell told fellow committee members she's not comfortable with any of the current plans.
I personally do not feel that these maps are a product that I have endorsed. We have voted on them one piece at a time and as groups, but they were products created by the consultants.
The four versions currently under review were drafted by a consultant following committee discussions to provide a starting point for technical analysis. The maps feature mixed-use development on the north side of Estes near the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard intersection, with residential development closer to the schools and a mix of office, institutional, and higher-density housing to the south. Proposed building heights along Estes range from 2 to 4 stories, with 5 to 8 story buildings suggested for some interior parcels of land. But some committee members argue a fifth map should be included, namely a low-density version drafted by an unofficial subset of the group, who say they can't support any of the committee's concept plans. The alternative map limits building heights to 3 stories, adds more single-family housing to Estes, and leaves some interior parcels untouched. Supporters say the plan is responsive to neighbors' concerns about vehicle traffic, pedestrian safety, and environmental conservation. 4 members of the committee, including Julie McClintock, delivered a letter to the group asking that the alternative plan be presented to the public for feedback.
There hasn't been any real dialogue in order to kind of collectively come up with something that will also match what the citizens want. That is actually the reason that the steering committee was formed.
However, many on the committee worry that this alternate plan is too small in scale. Committee co-chair Amy Ryan said while she's willing to consider a less dense scenario, the alternate plan would represent a missed opportunity to plan for increased transit usage and affordable housing in the area.
When I look at this plan, I don't think I would go as far as this because one of the real opportunities that I see in this area is we are on the major transit corridor in town.
one of the real goals that the town is trying to do. We're trying to get that transit ridership, which is going to keep people off our streets. We're trying to house more people who are not at the upper end of things, who maybe can't afford single-family houses. And I think this is a really good place to do that.
Others in the group took their criticism further. Whit Rummel, who owns undeveloped land on Estes Drive, said the alternate plan lacks vision.
What I'm really concerned about is if we go with something like this that has no center, no core, no heart, no vision, we've lost. We've lost what we came to do. We've been sold out by people in this neighborhood that want to keep it R1, and that is not our vision.
Nonetheless, McClintock said she plans to circulate copies of the plan at next week's community meeting, with or without the approval of the wider committee. This drew the ire of council liaison Jim Ward, who urged the group to present a united front.
We haven't talked as a group about anything but those four maps in terms of having any kind of group discussion about it. And I really feel like you are demonstrating very poor form if you pull out an alternative map that we have not had as a committee. You may feel very strongly about that, but that is not the place to do that.
The Central West Steering Committee is charged with creating a small area plan to be incorporated into the town's revamped comprehensive plan. The group is scheduled to submit its final report to the town council in November. While the committee wrestles with the scope of the project, the process has begun to draw fire from citizens and elected officials outside the group, as recent emails from town manager Roger Stansel show the cost of the consultant's work with the committee has jumped from $92,000 to $230,000. Originally, the town hired planning consultants from Roadside and Harwell to participate in four committee meetings and one community workshop. Now, the work plan has evolved to include 19 meetings, two community workshops, and multiple concept plans. The community will have a chance to evaluate the committee's work next week at an open house at the Amity United Methodist Church on the corner of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The info session will give residents the opportunity to provide feedback on the planning principles, goals, and concepts the committee has developed. Members of the public are invited to drop in between 6:30 and 8:30 on Tuesday, September 10th. The Central West Committee will reconvene to assess the results of the workshop on September 19th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carborough has a new police chief, Walter Horton, and he says he's confident in the department's ability to keep the town safe, but that he's ready to meet with department heads to see where improvements can be made.
We have a lot of changes going around here, so I've had to promote a new captain. Want to talk with them, get their viewpoints. Also want to meet with the other officers to get their viewpoint of what they're like, dislike, maybe get an idea of the direction they also think we should be moving in.
Chief Horton took over for Carolyn Hutchison on September 1st, who served for nearly three decades. She joined the force in 1984 and rose through the ranks, earning the top job in 1998 when she became the state's first openly gay police chief. Horton is a Carborough native and a 20-year veteran of the department. He says he's certain the transition will be smooth because of the strong foundation Chief Hutchison is passing on to him.
Our officers are a great bunch of guys, so I'm very lucky that I'm not inheriting any kind of problems or issues, that there's very little to do, if anything, as far as changes or anything like that. I'm very lucky.
And Chief Horton says he's confident he and his staff will keep Carborough a safe place.
Carborough is a safe place, like any other cities or towns across America. We do have our issues at times, but we're fortunate enough they're few and far between.
Walter Horton was officially sworn into the office of Chief of Police in the town of Carborough on Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. The North Carolina House has voted to cancel both of Republican Governor Pat McCrory's two vetoes. The House agreed yesterday to cancel vetoes by McCrory requiring drug testing for some welfare applicants and broadening an exemption for employers to avoid using the E-Verify system to check the legal status of new workers. Both margins were above the 3/5 majorities needed to override. The bill now goes on to the Senate, where leaders intended to hear and vote on the bills this morning. Senate Rules Chairman Tom Apodaca of Hendersonville said earlier yesterday he did not see any reason while the bills would fail to pass in his chamber by veto-proof margins. WCHL News Time, 6:40. Walt Mack has today's commentary on the way. He says not all big business is bad in our local community. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football on WCHL.
This is it. It's football time. That means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. Is Chapelboro's Huddle Up with a Heel section.
Shotgun snaps a runner and drops straight back. Plenty of time, goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season's Less Extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelboro.com/huddle up all season long.
Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions. Since May, we have had twice the normal rainfall, and that is plenty of water to push many rain gutter systems beyond their limit. Whether your gutters are worn out, need repairs, or poorly designed from the start, Gutter Solutions can help. Find us online at chimneysplusgutters.com and protect your home from the ravages of out-of-control rainwater. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
Moe's Bottle Shop is all about discovery. We've got your go-to favorites, but you've got to believe Moe's knows of at least three other brews that will blow your mind. American craft beer is entering a new era, and we're out front. You can get at Moe's what you can't get anywhere else. Hundreds of different 12-ounce single beers for your six-pack pleasure. Go to mosbottleshop.com to find out who we are, where we are, what we do, and how it works. Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro.
Math. Some students think it's a four-letter word. In Chapel Hill, there's a math formula we should all celebrate. Here's the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. It all equals community. Our business community is not just about creating local jobs. They're playing a leading role in investing in environmentally sensitive resources and giving generously to social causes. Chapel Hill, open for business, to business. And it's where business is commerce plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
67 degrees. Feels nice this morning, 642 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Most of us would say we believe in buying local. It's like saying I believe in hot dogs, apple pie, and the 4th of July. But do we really put our money where our mouth is? Let's face it, there are certain goods and merchandise that simply cannot be bought locally and at reasonable prices. Because of high overhead and not being able to buy large lots of goods at lower prices, local merchants simply cannot compete with the big chain stores and national discounters. It seems, though, that our town's officials have adopted a protectionist attitude. It's not local, then it's some kind of foreign invader that needs to be barred from entering our hallowed grounds. When State Senator Ellie Kennard proposed bringing a Costco to Orange County, she pointed out that Costco is a worker-friendly company. It also pays its employees a fair wage, provides a good benefit, and would help give a badly needed boost to our tax base. Those arguments seem to fall on deaf ears with local officials. Protecting local businesses from outside competition should not be the sole and role of local government. Supposedly, we live in a free society and place heavy emphasis on entrepreneurship and free trade. Bigness isn't all bad, nor is small business necessarily at a disadvantage to the giants. There is room for both small and big business in our community. Small business can react faster than big business and can adjust to changing tastes and styles. They can find niches in the armor of big business and be quite competitive and profitable as well. Perhaps our local government should concentrate on planning that does not involve favoritism or bias toward any one business, whether it is a big business or a small business. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Now, Inside Carolina
Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina's defense allowed 406 yards in last Thursday's 27-10 loss to South Carolina in Columbia, including more than 200 yards rushing. Those numbers may suggest the Tar Heels struggled from the start to the finish on defense in the game. But Carolina head coach Larry Fedora felt his defensive group performed well, with the exception of a handful of explosive plays.
If you look at what we did other than four plays, we did some really good things. You know, we just gave up four big plays. And if you don't give those four big plays up, you're sitting in here talking about a different defense. But we understand that's part of the game. You got to play every play.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Gastonia native Norkeithis Otis showed well on the Tar Heel D from the bandit position, recording five tackles, including two for loss and a sack in the matchup with the Gamecocks.
Norkeithis was all over the field. You know, I mean, really was very productive. I believe there, he had one missed assignment where he didn't take the quarterback one time, and it led to about a 20-yard run by the quarterback, and that was his biggest mishap of the game. But other than that, he was all over the field.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
And a star was born, and let's see who rises up on Saturday against Middle Tennessee State. UNC versus Middle Tennessee State coming up on Saturday at Kenan Stadium and at 12:30. It is a home opener for Carolina. WCHL's coverage starts at 9 a.m. at Rams Plaza with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare, followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee, also live at Rams Plaza. We'll join the network for their hour-long pregame coverage. We'll have game coverage, of course, on WCHL, and even postgame coverage. All day long, it's Carolina football. It's the Carolina Football Game Day Experience. 97.9 FM, WCHL. Coming up next, your traffic and weather together.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
2 hours. That's all it takes to change a life. Dedicate 2 hours a week to the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. You can make a difference in the life of a kid like me. My mentor helps me make good grades and make good life decisions. Just 2 hours of your time could really help another student make it to graduation. For more information, contact Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate at 918-2170. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and kids like me.
Traffic and weather together now on WCHL. Traffic brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, first thing in the morning and all day, round the clock. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, another school day in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Let's check traffic. Here, once again, is the tired and dark green and gold this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Has nothing to do with Notre Dame, I promise you.
True.
Here is Rand Northam.
High school alma mater colors here. That's all it's about.
Always looks good.
Yeah, thank you.
Always well coordinated.
Appreciate that.
Fashionable, just amazing.
And you know what? I haven't been able to do this in quite a while, Ron.
What?
Because I think I missed it last week. Happy Hump Day.
Ah, well, hey, I'm going to do my impression of that camel walking through the... walking through the office on the Geico commercial. I think it was Geico, isn't it?
I can't
remember.
I don't recall that one.
But it's really funny, this camel walking by. Hey!
What's today? What's today, Ren? Well, you know what today is? Ha, ha, ha! Oh, yeah, hump day!
It must be, yep, I can see it. And the guy's playing the banjo and the fiddle.
Yeah,
out, or
yeah,
not the fiddle, but
something
yeah,
like that.
Yep.
You know.
Love it.
Nonsense, but I love it.
You have to go YouTube that one.
Well, happy hump day to you, too. So
thank you very much. We've wasted everybody's morning already.
Yes, we have.
So I'll let you know that traffic is moving smoothly for the most part right now. We're seeing a little bit of a delay on the Durham Freeway and I-40. This is the Durham Freeway southbound, I-40 westbound. Just a small delay, nothing major at this time. And if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
I'm not going to waste any more time throughout the entire morning, because we've taken it all up right there.
Can we make a bet on that one?
No, it's not a bet I'm willing to take. Hey, thanks a bunch.
I'll be back to waste your time in just a little while.
Oh, I hope so. All right, time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, also serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. Well, it is 67 degrees, feels nice this morning, a little cooler than it has been, mostly sunshine today, high today, low 80s, tonight mostly clear with a low in the low 60s, and then tomorrow another nice day, mostly sunny with a high of 85. I don't have any complaints with this weather forecast at all. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We'll start with actress Mitzi Gaynor, who's 82 years old today. Bubba Knight, one of the Pips. Gladys Knight, the Pips, 71 years old today. World Golf Hall of Famer Raymond Floyd turned 71. Actress Jennifer Salt, 69. World Golf Hall of Famer Tom Watson turned 64 today. Actress Judith Ivey, 62. Martin Chambers, one of the members of The Pretenders, 62 years old today. Actress Candy Alexander, 56. Actor-comedian Damon Wayans, 53 years old today. Actor Noah Taylor, 44. Let's see here. Actor Wes Bentley, 35. Actor Max Greenfield, 34 years old today. Beyonce Knowles, 32 years old today. Actor Carter Jenkins, 22. And we have a lot of local celebrities celebrating birthdays. Charlie Carnes has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Charlie. Also, Gail Peacock Wood has a birthday today. And our birthday winner of the day is Ann Pope. And you're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. And Chris Derby and the folks over there really love taking care of their customers. They will take care of you as well. UPS wishes you a happy birthday, so do we. Ann Pope, our birthday winner of the day today. And I'm not sure exactly how old Ann is, but she still looks like she's about 21, to tell you the truth. Happy birthday, Ann Pope, from WCHL. All right, here we go. It's Wednesday. Time for more trivia. Mr. Kiger is here.
Yes, sir.
How's it going there, buddy?
All good.
Good to see you.
It's all good. It's Wednesday, September 4th. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you very much. And yourself?
Yeah, I've recovered sufficiently from Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yep, everybody should be into the routine for school now. Labor Day's over and everybody's settling into the groove.
That first week or so is difficult because a lot of kids and a lot of parents trying to figure out what the routine is.
Yep.
Trying to get into the routine, and then, you know, after that it kind of settles down a little bit.
Yep, start getting into the flow.
Yeah, right. And you go with the flow as well as anybody I know.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
I don't know where that, excuse me, folks.
Spontaneity is a key word here.
Yeah, that was a spontaneous sneeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I hope you're doing okay.
Sneezes are kind of cathartic, though.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah.
I always feel better after you do it.
Yeah. Don't do them with a full bladder.
Man, I don't know about that. I don't have that problem, but there are
those who have.
There are those
not
who
me
do.
And you, but
no. I do have a problem with sneezing, though, because when I sneeze,
it's
like tearing the roof off the sucker. I'm telling you, man.
George Clinton?
It's like, yeah, almost. I mean, it's like I'm...
So it's kind of mount...
I sneeze really loud, and then it's like once every 30 seconds for the next 5 minutes.
Well, let's not even talk about that.
Seriously.
That's going to be like the power of suggestion.
Oh, wow, man. It's horrible.
So you become like Mount St. Stutz.
I guess so, yeah.
I
mean, it's terrible, but you're right. It does feel good after you do it.
Yeah. Just have to be careful so you don't direct your
that's right.
spray.
Wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. All right.
What do you got?
Today we're doing fruits. Fruits.
All right.
Okay, folks, here we go.
I'm ready for you.
Everybody think about being in the produce department. What fruit was bred with a tangerine to create the ugly fruit?
Very easy question. 919-929 WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jackie Overton works at the University of North Carolina. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
My formal title is Professional Development Manager in the Department of Public Safety. I came to Carolina in 1975 as a freshman. Really fell in love with Carolina. Graduated, got a bachelor's degree. I have a master's degree, and then I got a graduate certificate in nonprofit leadership.
Jackie Overton has a great sense of customer service.
When I first came to public safety, it was transportation and parking. Back in 84, and even interacting with parking and being a student, the attitude back then in the 70s was you couldn't go anywhere else to get parking. There was an attitude that you didn't really have to treat people any old kind of way because they had to come to you, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't like that attitude at all. So when I got in a management position, one of the first things I did was to implement some customer service training. And the director took note of that and basically created a training position for me in the department, and that's what I've been doing. And I've been loaned out all over campus for team building, for customer service. It's something I'm very passionate about, and people say that I'm good at it.
Jackie Overton says she loves this university, and certainly it shows.
I fell in love when Charles Carroll came to celebrate the bicentennial in 1993 and wrote that speech, you know, what is it about Carolina that makes us love it so much? It is as it was always meant to be, the university of the people. That, to me, sums it up in a nice, neat little package. It's a place where everybody is here, I believe, for the same reason, because they love this place. It's a premier university, the flagship university in the state. It's the first public university in the country. And people are passionate about education, they're about learning, they're about students. All of those things come together very well here, and people fall in love with the place.
What do you like to do when you're not working at Carolina?
I sit on several boards, most notable of which is Empowerment, spearheaded by Dolores Bailey. I served as the president of the board for 4 years, and now I'm the parliamentarian. Work with Habitat, those kinds of things. Things that help the community are things that I like to be involved in.
Well, you obviously get a kick out of trying to make life better for other people.
Well, that's my passion. I try to encourage other people. You're much happier when you follow your passion.
Jackie Overton, training specialist with UNC Department of Public Safety. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
It's a minute until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
Freddie, would you be talking about a tangerine?
Not a tangerine. That's part of the question.
Yeah.
Would you be talking about a grapefruit?
Yes!
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people have said tangerine and grapefruit. Some others have suggested orange and a grapefruit. Maybe all three. Maybe all three got in the mix. But anyway, the ugly fruit was discovered growing wild down in Jamaica, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's unsightly, of course, with rough, wrinkled, greenish-yellow rind.
Congratulations to Nancy Otis, who called in with the answer to the question this morning. You combine a tangerine with a grapefruit that creates the ugly fruit. Nancy gets the Swamp Trivia Prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at